المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. والله أسأل أن يوفقني ويوفقكم لما يحبه ويرضاه. I ask Allah to grant us all the sincere intentions. إن شاء الله تعالى سنتكلم من اليوم وفي الأيام القادمة في موضوع بالأساس ويتبع ذلك موضوعان آخران إن شاء الله. In the coming sessions, in the coming days, today and in the coming days, we are going to discuss two topics basically, and maybe later we will go over a third one. ما سنبدأ به اليوم هو الكلام في كتاب في رسالة القواعد المهمة إن شاء الله. What we are going to discuss today and go over it in the coming days is a clarification of the booklet called Al-Qawa'id Al-Muhimma, the important rules. هذه الرسالة تتعلق بقواعد ينبغي على طالب العلم أن يكون ضابطا لها. This booklet pertains to certain rules that the person who is seeking the knowledge needs to understand well. لأنها تفرق تبين الفرق بين الكفر والإيمان. Because بواسطتها يستطيع الشخص أن يفرق بين ما يخرج من الإسلام وما لا يخرج من الإسلام. Because using these rules, if one understands well these rules, one can differentiate in a clear way between what takes a person out of Islam and what does not. Between belief and blasphemy. إذا فهمها الإنسان جيدا لا يبقى عنده نوع حيرة بالنسبة لمثل هذه المسائل. If one understands well these rules, he wouldn't feel hesitating, or he wouldn't feel a kind of hesitation when one is faced with a case pertaining to these matters. كما أنه يكون عنده ميزان يزن به ما يقوله غيره من مسائل تتعلق بهذا الموضوع. On top of that, one would have a good scale to weigh with it what others say about such topics. نبدأ إن شاء الله. Let us start. Yes. Before starting, Allah yubariku fikum, please do not, when we are discussing this topic, talking about it, do not start going into certain details that I did not talk about. So stick to what I'm talking about, please. عندما يعني عند الشرح أرجوكم ألا تتطرقوا إلى مسائل فرعية ما ذكرتها. ركزوا بارك الله فيكم على ما أقول، على فهم ما أقول، يعني concentrate to understand what I say and let's stay there. لا تجعل همك أن تفكر في أسئلة وأنا أتكلم. Don't try to think about questions while I'm speaking. Please listen to what I'm saying and stick there. ثم أنا عندي جزم في نيتي ألا أجيب عن المسائل الفرعية. يعني on top of that I'm very firm. I have the firm intention not to answer the questions of that type. So if you have something, a question about what I said, you are most welcome. If it does not pertain to what I said, I will not answer. So Allah yubarik fikum. Let's help each other to make it a beneficial session, to make these sessions beneficial sessions. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن، وصلوات الله البر الرحيم والملائكة المقربين على سيدنا محمد أشرف المرسلين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. أما بعد، فإن الأمانة في العلم أهم من الأمانة في المال. الإنسان ينبغي أن يكون أمينا فيما يفعل، وهو أن يتكلم إذا ما تكلم على الوجه الذي ينبغي أن يتكلم به، بحيث لا يخالف شرع الله تبارك وتعالى. وإذا فعل أن يفعل على الوجه الذي ينبغي أن يفعل به، من غير أن يخالف شرع الله تبارك وتعالى. إذا طلبت منه نصيحة، ينبغي أن ينصح الشخص مخلصا في نصيحته، أن ينبغي أن يصدقه النصح. وإذا أودع مالا، ينبغي أن يحفظه على الوجه الذي جاء في الشرع حفظه فيه، على الطريقة التي ذكرها شرع الله تبارك وتعالى. وهكذا في الأمور المختلفة، إذا درس الإنسان ينبغي أن يكون أمينا في تدريسه، بحيث يصدق الذين يدرسهم، لا يغشهم عند تدريسهم، ويصدقهم بحيث يدرسهم على الوجه الذي يراه ناجعا ونافعا لهم. وهكذا في الأمور المختلفة، ينبغي على الإنسان إذا دخل في أمر من الأمور أن لا يغش فيه، أن يلتزم شرع الله تبارك وتعالى من غير غش في هذا الأمر. When one does something, one should do it in the good way. If one is asked about a question, if one is asked a question, one should give the answer in a sincere way. One shouldn't cheat the person who's asking. If someone gives you something to safekeep it, you have to safekeep it properly as it is mentioned in the rules of the religion. If you raise your children, you need to raise them according to the rules of the religion, without cheating them when you raise them. That is, you need to put the effort that the rules, the religious rules, ask you to put it. You need to follow the orders of Allah Ta'ala in that matter. When you give a class, you need to be sincere in giving this class. That is, you need to put the proper effort in giving it. And you should not cheat the people who are listening to you. You should teach them in the way which you think it is beneficial for them, in a way that they can understand, in the way that benefit them in understanding what you are teaching them. This issue applies to every good thing that one does. One needs to be sincere in it, and one should do it according to the rules of the religion, properly according to the rules of the religion. فإذا أعطيت مالا ينبغي أن تكون أمانة. إذا أؤتمنت على مال ينبغي أن تحافظ على الأمانة فيه. So if someone gives you a certain amount of money, let's say, to safekeep it with you, you need to protect it properly, to safekeep it properly. جاء في الحديث لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له, يعني لا يكون إيمانه كاملا. It is narrated from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that he said لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له. Someone might translate it literally by saying the one who does not observe al-amana, the criterion that I already explained, is not a believer. This is not the meaning of the hadith. The hadith means the one who does not observe that is not a perfect believer. His belief is not complete. That is, he's falling short. He's falling into an enormous sin. الأمانة في العلم أهم من الأمانة في المال. To have this criterion in what pertains to observe this criterion in what pertains to the matters of the religious knowledge is more important than to observe it in what pertains to money. لأنك إذا خنت الشخص في ماله الذي ينظر به هو في أمر الدنيا. Because if you betray someone in financially, he's hurt in something pertaining to the matters of this worldly life. He's hurt in a worldly matter. لكنك إذا خنته في أمر الدين أضررت به في دينه والعياذ بالله. إذا خنته في علم الدين أضررت بدينه والعياذ بالله تعالى. But if you betray someone in what pertains to the rules of the religion, in what pertains to the knowledge, then you are harming this person in his religious status. وَالضَّرَرُ فِي الدِّينِ أَشَدُّ بِكَثِيرٍ مِنَ الضَّرَرُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. And as you all know, to hurt someone in his religious status, this is much more harmful than hurting someone in a worldly matter. لذلك ينبغي على الإنسان أن يكون محتاطا في كلامه. يعني ينبغي على الإنسان أن يلزم جانب السلامة. إذا تكلم أن يتكلم بما يعلم أنه سالم فيه. This is why one should stay on the safe side whenever he speaks. If you speak, if you want to say something, be sure that you are safe in what pertains to the hereafter by saying this matter. إذا شككت هذا الكلام يجوز أو لا يجوز فلا تقوله. So if you doubt, is it permissible for me to say this statement or not? Don't say it. Do not say it. Stay always on the safe side, so you wouldn't lose. وينبغي أن يعمل بما قال سيدنا عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنهما: العلم ثلاثة، كتاب ناطق، وسنة ماضية، ولا أدري. And one should apply what our master Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab said, that العلم ثلاثة، كتاب ناطق، وسنة ماضية، ولا أدري. العلم ثلاثة يعني الإنسان يأخذ العلم ويحافظ عليه ويصير ذا علم بثلاثة أمور. عبد الله بن عمر meant that one acquires the knowledge, becomes a knowledgeable person, stays in that state. If you want, preserves this state by three issues. كتاب الناطق يعني كتاب الله تبارك وتعالى القرآن. هذا الأمر الأول. The first issue is the book of Allah تعالى القرآن. يتعلمه ويتعلم أحكامه. One learns Al-Qur'an and learns the judgments mentioned in Al-Qur'an. والأمر الثاني السنة الماضية يعني السنة الثابتة عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The second matter is the hadith, the sunnah of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, the teachings of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, the confirmed teachings of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. والأمر الثالث لا أدري. He said about the third matter, it is I do not know. يعني أن يقول لا أدري في موضعها, which means to say I do not know when one should say I do not know. كثير من الناس لا يقولون لا أدري إذا سئلوا. A lot of people do not say I don't know whenever they are asked. مهما سئلوا, whatever they are asked, يجيبون في كل شيء. They give answers about everything. عرفوا علموا أو لم يعلموا, whether they really have knowledge of that matter or they don't. هؤلاء على خطر عظيم في خطر عظيم. These are in a great danger. These people are in a great danger. إذا أغفل الرجل لا أدري فقد أصيبت مقاتلوه. هكذا قال بعض السلف من هذه الأمة. One of the great scholars who lived during the time of Imam Malik رضي الله عنه said that if the knowledgeable person, if the scholar ignores saying I do not know, then he is hit in his شوفي المقطع vital شوف. Then he is hit in his vital part. You know, when someone, there are certain areas in one's body, if one is hit at on these areas, one dies. He would be hurt severely. He's saying, if the scholar does not say, I do not know, then as if he's hit on one of these parts. That is, he commits an enormous sin. He puts himself in a great danger. الشافعي قال أخبرنا مالك قال أخبرنا قال قال محمد بن عجلان إذا أغفل الرجل لا أدري أصيبت مقاتلوه. This statement is narrated by الشافعي from الإمام مالك, from the one who said it, who was a scholar called Muhammad ibn Ajlan. Muhammad, the son of Ajlan. إذا أغفل العالم لا أدري أصيبت مقاتلوه. فينبغي أن يتجنب الإنسان الفتوى بغير علم. So one needs to avoid talking without knowledge. في أي أمر من أموره. In everything. ليس فقط في أمور الدين. Not just about the matters of the religion. في كل شيء. In everything. أما إذا أفتى في علم الدين, تكلم في أمور الدين بما لا يعلم, فقد وقع في الذنب الكبير. Now if one talks about a religious matter without knowledge, if one gives fatwa, an answer for a religious matter without knowledge, then one would be committing an enormous sin. ورد في بعض الروايات أنه تلعنه ملائكة السماء والأرض. In one narration, it is mentioned that he would be damned by the angels of the sky and the earth if he gives an answer without knowledge about a religious matter. Allah يحفظنا من ذلك. May Allah protect us from that. شيخنا رحمة الله عليه أول مرة سمعته يقول لا أدري كان في مجلس في كان يعطي درسا في المسجد, والمسجد ممتلئ بالناس, غاص بالناس إلى آخره, بل إلى الخارج أيضا. The first time I heard our Shaykh رحمه الله saying this word, I don't know, answering with this statement, I don't know, was when he was giving a class in a mosque, and the mosque was full with people, completely full. Even people were outside the mosque, sitting outside the mosque to listen to his class. After he finished, بعد أن أنهى الدرس, سأله إنسان مسألة, فقال لا أدري. After he finished the class, one person asked him a question and he answered, I do not know. Just like that, straight forward, I do not know. بعض الناس إذا سئلوا عما لا يعلمون لا يقولون لا أدري. Some people when they are asked about something that they don't know the answer, they do not say I don't know. Although they don't give also a false answer. مع أنهم لا يعطون أيضا جوابا فاسدا لكن يتكلمون بطريقة يضيع معها المستمع. But they speak in a way that they make the listener lost, completely lost. هذه ليست أمانة. I don't know how to translate that. This is not acting in the way that Allah ordered us to do. The one who does that is not following the orders of Allah تبارك وتعالى. لأن المطلوب منك إذا ائتمنك إنسان على دينك على دينه فسألك في مسألة المطلوب منك أن تعينه لا أن تضيعه. Because when someone trusts you and asks you about a matter pertaining to his religion, you should help this person and guide this person to the safe place, to the safe area, and not to make him get lost. فإذا كنت لا تعرف تقول لا أدري اسأل غيري. If you don't know, you say I don't know. Go and ask others. وإن كنت تعرف أجبته بما تعرف. If you know, you tell him, you give him the answer as you learned. أما أن تضيعه فهذا ليس من الأمانة. But if you do not do that, you don't give him the answer, and at the same time you make him lost, you make him think that you answered while you did not, because you do not want to say I don't know, then you are not you do not deserve the trust that he put in you. الإمام أحمد بن حنبل كان إذا كثيرا ما يسأل فيقول لا أدري. الإمام أحمد بن حنبل many times he was asked about matters, he would answer I do not know. يقال له إذا من نسأل؟ يقول سلوا العلماء. He would be asked then who would we ask for this question to get the answer. He would answer ask the scholars. I'm not the only one who knows. Go and ask others. الإمام مالك جاءه إنسان من مسافة بعيدة فسأله في مسألة. Once a person came to Al-Imam Malik from far away. He asked him a question. Al-Imam Malik قال لا أدري. Al-Imam Malik said I don't know. هذا الرجل قال ماذا أفعل إذا رجعت إلى أهلي ماذا أقول له. This man said what do I do now if I go back to my people and they asked me what is the answer of this question, what would I tell them. قال له مالك تقول لهم. سألت مالك فقال لا أدري. Imam Malik told him you tell them I asked Malik about this matter, he said I don't know the answer. That's all. إذا كان سيدنا علي رضي الله عنه يقول وبردها على كبدي لا أدري حين لا أدري. وهو أعلم الصحابة فيجدر بالواحد منا أن يلتزم هذا الطريق. الإمام علي as you know he was the most knowledgeable among the companions, the most knowledgeable about the
judiciary.
About the judiciary matters. He used to say, I feel so comfortable, very comfortable. It's very easy and very relaxing to me to say, I don't know when I don't know. If Ali followed this path, although he was this high, he had this high status in the matters of the religion, in the matters of the knowledge, then we should follow also this path and not to ignore it. لأن الواحد منا إذا علم الناس ينبغي أن يكون قصده أن يجمعهم على طاعة الله لا أن يجمعهم على نفسه. Because when one of us teaches people, his intention should be to bring the people together around obeying Allah تبارك وتعالى, and not to bring the people together around himself. الذي يكون همه جمع الناس على طاعة الله يسهل عليه لا أدري في موضعها. The one who really cares about bringing the people together, gathering the people to follow the rules of Allah, it would be easy for him or her to say, I don't know, when one should say it. أما إذا كان همه جمع الناس على نفسه فلا يسهل عليه ذلك. Now if his intention was to gather the people around himself, it would not be easy for him to say, I do not know. لأنه يفكر عند ذلك أنهم يتفرقون عني, يمكن يستضعفونني, يتفرقون عني. Because then he might think, they might think I am weak. They might not follow me. They not, maybe they wouldn't be attached to me. لكن إذا كان همه أن يدل الناس على الطريق المنجي في الآخرة فلا يؤثر هذا عنده. But on the other hand, if he really cares about telling the people and guiding to the people to the way that makes them safe in the hereafter, then he wouldn't be affected by that. He teaches them whatever he knows. He helps them to go in the proper way because he does not care what they are going to say about him. Are they going to praise him or not? Are they going to be attached to him or not? Are they going to follow him or not? He wants them to follow the proper path and not himself. So it would be easy for one to say, I don't know, when one does not know. Because if he does not know what's the proper path in this case, he wouldn't say this is the proper path. He cares about guiding them properly. And he knows that he does not know in this case. Allah. مرة كان الشيخ عبد الله رحمه الله كان شخص يكلمه يقول له كنت في درس فسألني سائل سؤالا ما أردت أن أقول لا أدري. يريد أن يكمل وصل إلى هنا الشيخ قطع كلامه قال لما لا تقول لا أدري بحدة، لما لا تقول لا أدري، قل لا أدري. One time someone was talking with Sheikh Abdullah rahimahullah. He told him, I was giving a class and someone asked me a question. I did not want to say I do not know. He wanted to continue. Just when he arrived there, Sheikh Abdullah stopped him. And he told him, why wouldn't you say I don't know? Say I don't know in a strict, in a severe way. Say I don't know. When you don't know, say I don't know. And this is how one should act. وعليكم بفهم السؤال على وجهه. وعدم الاستعجال في الجواب قبل فهم السؤال. One should also understand the question very well. One should understand what does the person want to say. And not to rush to give the answer before that. لا سيما في هذه الأيام، especially nowadays، الناس كثيرا ما يعبرون بطريقة تخالف اللغة، تخالف قواعد اللغة. The people express themselves nowadays many times a lot in a way that does not comply with the rules of the language. إن لم تتمهل وتفهم السؤال جيدا قد تجيبه عن غير ما يريد. If you rush without understanding well what is his question, you might give him an answer to another question, to something, to a case other than the case that he is concerned about. لا سيما أن طرق كلام الناس تختلف من ناحية إلى ناحية. Especially that the way the people speak differ from one area to another. حتى لو تكلموا نفس اللغة. Even if they are speaking the same language. But the way they speak and they express themselves differ from one area to another. ولا سيما أن الناس هذه الأيام كلامهم باللغة العامية. On top of that, remember that the people nowadays they speak the slang language, not the formal language. So before giving an answer, you need to understand very well what is the question. مرة ذهبت إلى بلد غير البلد التي نشأت فيها. One time I went to a town other than the town where I was raised. مكثت فيها مدة. I stayed a long period of time there. أول وصولي إلى هناك، أول مكثي هناك، سألني إنسان سؤالا. At the beginning when I arrived there, a person asked me a question. على حسب ما يتكلم الناس في بلدي ما سألني عنه كفر. According to the way the people speak in my hometown, what he asked me about was blasphemy, a blasphemous thing. أنا قلت له هذا كفر. I told him this is blasphemy. الرجل سكت. The man did not say anything. لكنه كان فهما. But he was he had good understanding. ما أخذ بكلامي. He did not follow what I said. He did not take my word for this issue. لكن ما قال لي شيئا. But he didn't say anything. بعد سنتين أو نحو ذلك أو سنة أو سنتين شيخ عبد الله جاء إلى تلك الناحية. After two years شيخ عبد الله came to that town. هذا الرجل قال له سأله نفس السؤال. This man asked him the same question. الشيخ رحمة الله عليه كان خبيرا يعرف اللهجات المختلفة. شيخ عبد الله was knowledgeable about the different ways of speaking in the different areas. فبين له قال له إن كان معنى هذا الكلام عنده كذا فهو كفر إن كان معناه كذا فليس كفرا. So Sheikh told him, if the one who says that understands from it such and such as they understand in that town, then it is not blasphemy. If one understands such and such the other case, then it is blasphemy. قال له بعض الناس قال لي هذا كفر. He told him, someone told me this is blasphemy. Sheikh Abdullah قال من؟ Sheikh Abdullah said, who said that? هو التبك ما أراد أن يذكر اسمه. That man got a little bit worried. He didn't want to mention names. لكن الشيخ أصر. But Sheikh Abdullah insisted. He said, who said that? قال له سمير. He told him, سمير said that. قال نادوه. He said, call him. I was in the other room. دخلت. قال لي أنت سألك هذا الرجل سألك كذا وكذا فأجبته كذا وكذا. He asked me, did it happen that this person asked you about this matter and you answered him with such and such? قلت نعم. I said yes. قال صرت مفتيا. So he told me, are you now a mufti? That's all what I remember. هذا كل ما أذكره. بعد ذلك قال أشياء أخرى ما أذكر منها شيئا. After that he said other matters I don't remember any word, as if I didn't hear anything after that. Said, he didn't say it. He said صرت مفتيا like that in a. هذا كان درسا. This was a good lesson for me. رحمه الله. فينبغي أن ينتبه الإنسان عند السؤال أن يفهم السؤال جيدا قبل أن يجيب. So one should understand the question very well before giving an answer to that question. كما قال سيدنا عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما. هذا من ناحية ومن ناحية أخرى ينبغي على السائل أن يفهم سؤاله. This is on one hand. On the other hand, the one who asks a question should ask it in a clear way. لأن المسؤول إذا لم يفهم سؤاله قد سيجيبه على غير ما يريد وهو يظن أن هذا الجواب هو ما يسأل عنه. Because if he doesn't do that, then the asked person will give an answer to another case other than the case that the one who's asking wants. So he is not going to acquire the answer for his case. He is going in this case to get an answer for another case, thinking that he obtained the answer for his case. And as it is clear, this is not a good thing. This is not a good thing. كما قال عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما أفهموني ما تقولون وافهموا عني ما أقول. As عبد الله بن عباس said, make me understand what you are saying. That is, when you address me with a question, let it be a clear question. وَفْهَمُ عَنِّي مَا أَقُولُ. And when I give an answer, understand what I say. لَا تَقُومُ مِنْ عِنْدِي فَتَقُولُ قَالَ ابْنُ عَبَّاسِ قَالَ ابْنُ عَبَّاسِ. So you wouldn't go outside my session and start to say, Abdullah ibn Abbas said so, such and such, Abdullah ibn Abbas said such and such. That is why he didn't say that. While there is a defect in the question or in the understanding of the person who asked the question. لذلك ينبغي أن يكون طالب العلم حاضر الذهن في الدرس وأن يكون المدرس واضحا في كلامه. This is why the one who's giving a class or an answer should be very clear in what he says. And the one who's attending a class or taking an answer should be attentive. وعليكم بكلمة من عمل بها أحسن الإفادة ألا وهي زين العلم الحلم. تمسكوا وتمسكوا بشيء بنصيحة وهي ما قاله السابقون زين العلم الحلم. صاحب العلم يزينه الحلم أيضا. إذا اجتمع الأمران استفاد الناس منه فائدة كبيرة. The author, may Allah have mercy on him, continued to say, adhere also to an advice which was said by the scholars before us. زين العلم الحلم. That is, what beautifies or decorates, what beautifies more the knowledge is the patience. الذي يتمسك بهذه الكلمة ينفع كثيرا. The one who adheres to this advice benefits a lot the people. قد يكون الشخص عنده علم ولا حلم عنده فلا يستفيد منه الناس كثيرا. The person might be knowledgeable, a very knowledgeable one, but he's not a patient person. Then many people, because of that, does not benefit from his knowledge. يأتي إنسان ليسأله هو ما عنده صبر حتى يسأل الإنسان على حسب راحته تمام السؤال. يريد أن ينهي السائل سؤاله ما عنده صبر حتى يسمع حتى ينهي ذلك الإنسان سؤاله. السائل يحس بما يحصل منه، بعد هذا قد يتجنب أن يسأله. Sometimes the person comes to ask a question and the teacher is not patient. He wants the person to finish his question. He's not patient with him. Now the one who asks the question feels that. Maybe another time he wouldn't come and ask him, because he feels that this person is not patient with me. He wants me to finish quickly. He doesn't want to listen properly. لا سيما أن أكثر الناس في أيامنا لا يراعون الوقت المناسب للسؤال. Especially that most of the people nowadays, they do not observe the proper time to ask. فإن لم يكن الشخص حليما يفوته ويفوتهم خير عظيم. So if the person is not really patient, then he is going to miss a great benefit and they are going to miss a great benefit. لو كان العالم مستعجلا، بعض الناس يريد أن يسأله الآن. Even if the scholar or the knowledgeable person is really in hurry, some people want to ask him now. Even if he's really in hurry to do something. لو كان متعبا، بعض الناس يريد أن يسأله في هذه الحال. Even if he's tired, some people want to ask him while he's tired. لو كان مشوش القلب، بعض الناس يريد أن يسأله في هذه الحال. Even if he's not in a, if he's not, how do I say it? Even if he's disturbed, some people want to ask him while knowing that he's disturbed. هذا لا ينبغي. This is not how one should ask the question. لأنه في هذه الحال قد يخطئ. احتمال الخطأ يزيد. Because in this case, there is a bigger possibility for the one who's giving the answer to commit a mistake. والخطأ يرجع على عليه وعلى الذي يأخذ منه. In this case, he is going to be hurt by that, and the one who's asking is going to be hurt by that. يعني ينبغي أن يكون السائل مراعيا لحال المسؤول وأن يكون المسؤول حليما. So the one who asks the question needs to observe the situation of the asked person, and the teacher, if you want, the student needs to observe the situation of the teacher, and the teacher needs to be very patient, acting in the proper way to help the student to go on the proper path. هذا وكثير من المصائب في الكلام في أمور الدين تأتي من تجاوز الشخص حده فيفتي بلا علم في مسائل جانبية في أثناء تدريسه ليست من أصل الكتاب الذي يدرسه. After saying that, we are still in the introduction of the author. After saying that, let's draw the attention that a lot of bad things in this area occur because the person, the teacher, goes beyond the proper boundary by talking about matters that are not the essential methods discussed in what he's teaching. يعني يكون شخص يدرس مثلا يشرح لإنسان معنى لا إله إلا الله. For example, a person would be teaching someone the meaning of لا إله إلا الله. فيبدأ يدخل على كلامه وهو يشرح له معنى لا إله إلا الله. يدخل على كلامه قصة ليس لها علاقة بالموضوع. When one is teaching about explaining the meaning of لا إله إلا الله, suddenly he would start mentioning a story that does not have any relation to the subject. أو يدخله في شرح معنى الشهادة الثانية. Or he starts giving him matters pertaining to the explanation of the second shahada, محمد رسول الله. أو يكلمه في الطهارة. Or he starts talking to him in the matters of الطهارة. فيتشتت ذهن السامع بطريقة تشتت ذهنه, in a way that distracts the person who's listening from understanding the essential topic that he's talking about. وأحيانا هذا التطرق إلى المواضيع الجانبية يؤدي بالمتكلم إلى أن يتكلم بما لا يحسن. And sometimes this issue to go, how do you say it, right and left, to talk about other than the essential matters, lead the person who's teaching to give wrong things, wrong teachings. العلماء خطوا لنا طريقا. The scholars drew a path for us. يبدأ الإنسان بتعلم متن من المتون القصيرة المختصرة التي هي للمبتدئين. One starts by learning a text, a brief text for the beginning, the beginners. ثم بعد ذلك يحل له ألفاظه. First, just the terms would be explained to the person. أنا رأيت الشيخ عبد الله شرح لبعض الناس كتاب المختصر, بعض العبارات ما حلها, ما شرحها, لأنها واضحة, فقط قرأها له أول مرة كان يشرح له الكتاب. ذكر رجل كان أول مرة يسمع المختصر, والعبارات الأخرى العبارة يشرحها في كلمتين أو ثلاثة وهكذا. One time I saw Sheikh Abdullah rahimahullah explaining the book of Al-Mukhtasar, the summary, to someone who was a beginner. It was the first time to listen to the explanation of Al-Mukhtasar. Some places, some statements, Sheikh Abdullah did not explain them. He just let the person hear about them, hear the statement. Other statements, he explained them with one or two words or three words. He would explain the statement with three words, four words, that's it. He didn't give him expanded explanations. Why? Because he cared for him to understand well to a certain level. Then later, he will listen a second time to that book with more explanation. And after that, a third time with more explanation, and so on. This is the way that the scholars taught. This is the way how one would learn. One would listen to the explanation of a brief text, and one would be persistent with that. He should do that. He should learn. Now, if he wants more, he listens another time, then a third time, then a fourth time. Not like some people act. If they listen to the explanation of a book one time, they don't want to listen another time to that explanation. They think they are satisfied with that. They are as they mastered that book, which is not the case. بعض الناس إذا سمع الكتاب مرة لا يريد أن يسمع شرحه مرة ثانية. يظن أنه بهذا أتقن الكتاب. هو ليس كذلك. في العادة ليس كذلك. يوجد كتاب للمبتدئين شيخنا رحمه الله درسه على مشايخه 13 مرة. There is a book for the beginners. Our Shaykh, may Allah have mercy on him, he studied this book with his Shaykhs 13 times. He repeated it 13 times. لأن الهمم ضعفت في أيامنا قال الشيخ رحمه الله في هذه الأيام يعني أقل ما يقرأ الكتاب 3 مرات. But now because the people don't have the same energy and persistence, he said nowadays at least one should repeat taking the explanation of the book 3 times. He said at least 3 times the explanation of the book. وينبغي على المدرس فينبغي على المدرس أن يحافظ على هذا الطريق. So the teacher needs to observe this way, this path, and follow it. بعض الناس من أول مرة يدرس الشخص يبدأ بذكر التفاريع والمسائل البعيدة التي لا تحصل عادة نحو ذلك. أنا أستغرب لماذا يفعل هذا. Some people, when they first start teaching a book, they start talking about different matters, talk about issues which are not the direct explanation of the text. Sometimes I feel strange about that. Why would they do that? إذا كنت تهتم أن يفهم الطالب ما تقول فركز على هذا. على أن تفهمه الكتاب. If you really care that the student understands the book that you are teaching him, then do this. Concentrate on this matter. Let him understand the statements. ثم مرة ثانية تشرح له بطريقة أوسع قليلا. Another time you will explain it to him a little bit wider. مرة ثالثة أوسع. A third time in a wider way, and so on. لكن أحيانا الذي يحمل الإنسان على هذا هو حب الظهور. But sometimes what pushes the person to give a wide explanation is because the person wants to show that he knows. The real, sometimes because he doesn't understand very well the way, but sometimes because he wants to show off. وهذا يؤدي به إلى الهلكة. And this way guides, this way takes him to a very bad situation. The one who follows this way, he reaches a very bad situation. May Allah protect us from them. قال الشيخ رحمه الله وهذا خطر كبير. The author, may Allah have mercy on him, said this is a great danger. فلو سأله الطالب لا يجيب في المسائل الجانبية التي لم يجد فيها نقلا. طيب, what if the student asks him about a matter which does not pertain to the essential thing that he's explaining? He's in need. The student is in need for an answer. So he asks him about a matter which does not pertain to the essential matter that he is explaining. Then he would not answer except by copying from the scholars what they say. He doesn't talk without knowledge. He does not give an answer without knowledge. He copies what the scholars said about this matter. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فِيهَا نَقْلًا, if he doesn't find a scholar that talk about this matter, يَقُولُ لَا أَدْرِي, then he says, I do not know. فَيَكُونُ سَلِمَ لِنَفْسِهِ وَسَلِمَ الطَّالِبِ, in this case, he would be safe and the student would be safe. Both of them would be safe. وَلَا يَنْظُرِ الْمُدَرِّسِ إلى أنه إذا لم يجب في هذه المسائل الجانبية يستضعفه الطالب الذي يدرسه. And let the teacher not take any consideration for the matter that if he does not answer the student for this question, then the student might think that this teacher is a weak one. Let the teacher not take any consideration to this issue. لأننا كما قلنا هو يريد أن يجمع الناس على طاعة الله وليس على نفسه. Because as we said, he wants to guide the people to the way of obedience and he does not want to gather the people around himself. So, what do they think about him? Very strong, less strong, weak, etc. This is irrelevant. This is irrelevant. If he does not know, he does not give an answer without knowledge. Period. ما شاء الله. ومن المهم أن يستحضر المدرس أول ما يبدأ بالتدريس أن مراده إفادة الناس بأمر دينهم لوجه الله تعالى, لا أن يقال عنه قوي في العلم. It is important that the person, when the person starts giving a class, to have in his firmly in his heart that he is teaching the people to benefit them for the sake of Allah, because Allah ordered to teach the knowledge. This is why he is doing it, in obedience to Allah, for them to benefit and not for them to say about him that he is strong in the religion, or he is a knowledgeable person, or he is a scholar, or he is a good teacher, or the like. إِذَا فَعَلَ هَذَا فَاسْتَحْضَرَ هَذِهِ النِّيَّةَ أَوَّلَ الدَّرْسِ يَهُونُ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَقُولَ لَا أَدْرِي فيما ليس له فيه نقل. If he does that, if he has this intention firm in his heart at the beginning of the class, then it becomes easier for him to say, I do not know, when he is asked about, when he is asked a question that he does not know its answer. He did not learn its answer. it becomes easy for him to say, I do not know. Easier. Allah. خلونا نقف هنا. Let us stop here. والله أعلم. الله مزبس. أحد له سؤال عما ذكرناه. Do you have any questions about what we mentioned? Was mentioned. تفضل. ليس إيمانه كاملا يعني إيمانه ناقص يعني هو واقع في الذنب ليس من أهل الكمال. أهل الكمال أهل كمال الإيمان هم الأتقياء الذين أدوا الواجبات واجتنبوا المحرمات. أما هذا الرجل فإيمانه ليس كاملا فيه نقص. لماذا؟ لأنه بتركه للأمانة بإهماله للأمانة وقع في الذنب الكبير فصار فاسقا. والفاسق ليس من أهل الإيمان الكامل ليس من أهل كمال الإيمان. هذا معنى الحديث. العرب تقول في مثل هذا لا إيمان يريدون نفي الكمال لا نفي الأصل. نفي كمال الشيء لا نفي أصله. ليس الفقير الذي ترده اللقمة واللقمتان ولكن الفقير من لا يسأل الناس ولا يتفطن له. ليس مراد النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أن الذي ترده اللقمة واللقمتان من الأصل لا يعد فقيرا لا، لكن مراده أن الذي هو أكثر حاجة هو الذي لا يطلب من الناس مع كونه محتاجا فقيرا لا يطلب من الناس ولا وحاله لا يدل على فقره فلا ينتبه الناس لفقره ولا هو يطلب. هذا أشد حاجة من الآخر. فلما قال ليس الفقير عليه الصلاة والسلام لما قال ليس الفقير الذي ترده اللقمة واللقمتان ما أراد نفي أصل الفقر، إنما أراد أن هذا ليس الذي وصل إلى حال النهاية في الحاجة. هناك من هو أكثر منه حاجة. وكذلك لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له يعني ما وصل في الإيمان إلى النهاية إلى الكمال بل هو من أهل النقص. ليس المعنى أنه كافر لا، إنما إيمانه ناقص. ليس المقصود نفي أصل الإيمان، المقصود نفي كمال الإيمان. واضح؟ كيف ذلك؟ The question was about a matter pertaining to the Arabic way of speech. So that's why I didn't translate it. Go ahead, please.
A person who drives people and they can't see the between someone who they know is about religion and judge. They ask, could a person say respond to a religious question which he worked there to discuss with him? With the intention of presenting himself so that they see him as religious, so he can so they go to him for questions.
Can you put it in other words? I understood. I want you to put it in other words to be sure about what you're saying.
So, could a person say, answer religious judgment or talk about religious issues with the intention of having himself seen as a resource to go to for
okay. So you're saying if someone teaches not for the sake of Allah?
That's not
good. No. If someone teaches because Allah ordered him to teach.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
And also
But he does it in a way that he attracts the attention of the people to him, so they benefit from him. This is what we want to say. So he teaches for the sake of Allah, because Allah ordered him to teach, not for the people to see him as a teacher or to gather around him, but he does it in a way that attracts the attention of people who are not seeking the knowledge, so they would seek it. This is what you're asking. Oh, what's wrong about that? But I want to tell you something. This is like walking. This is a good thing what you are talking about. But this is similar to walking on the edge of a cliff. If you walk on this cliff, you will reach quickly your target. But it's as if you're walking at the edge. For people like myself I'm talking. For people who attended the high level of piety, these people already crashed their bad inclinations. But for someone like myself, it is very... It is risky. One time there was a mosque, and an ignorant person used to give the speech of Jum'ah in that mosque. The situation changed, and they asked me to give the speech of al-Jum'ah there. So I went there, I gave the speech of al-Jum'ah. Now every Jum'ah I was going there giving the speech. I asked Sheikh Abdullah, after the prayer, after the speech of al-Jum'ah, when I pray, when I lead them in the prayer, do I recite from the long surahs, or do I recite from the short ones? Why I asked that? I explained to Sheikh Abdullah, because many people, especially in certain areas, if you recite from the short surahs, then they think you don't know. And this might affect... This is what I said. Sheikh said, recite from the short ones. And actually, it did not affect the situation. I stayed there giving speech of al-Jum'ah, I don't remember now, for more than a year. And the people benefited. So, as I told you, it depends on the situation of the person. The first thing that I think about is about my safety. I want to be safe in the hereafter. Now, when I act according to that, then I would turn to help others without leaving my safe situation. This is what I try to do. What would I benefit if I teach 10,000 people? They benefit, while I will be tortured for this in the hereafter because I was not sincere in teaching them, and I wanted, I thought their ways or the like.
Inshallah, I'll tell you what.
You be sincere. I don't mean yourself in particular. And be obedient to Allah. Be a pious person. Acquire the knowledge properly. And you will see the effect. It's not. And the effect, inshallah, the good effect will happen. So let it be, let this, these issues be your priority. And this will help you to act properly. You are not the one who controls the hearts of the people. The one who controls the hearts of the people is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. You do what you should do, and whatever Allah willed for it to happen, shall happen. Tawbah. Okay.
And then during that, people might ask questions that
distract the attention.
It would require more explanation about what you're talking about.
No, if you notice that the person did not understand, then you explain more until the person understands. But if the person wants now to acquire more information, he understood the principle or the base that which you want to talk about it now. You don't want to mention more now. You'll get back to him later or to him later. But now this is what you want to mention. If you notice that he wants to take you somewhere else, don't let him. But if he doesn't understand, you need to try in another way to let him understand, to make him understand. Because you don't want him to memorize just words without knowing their meaning. MashaAllah. بارك الله فيكم. نهلل
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه